Awareness is the great release from the impact of points of view, from the impact of believing that points of view are something substantial in their own right. And thus, awareness is the only remedy for all thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences. There isn't any other remedy. And the means by which one gains confidence in awareness for most people is to simply allow everything to rest in awareness for short moments, repeated many times until it becomes automatic. This is the only way. In this way, confidence in awareness as the ground of all phenomena is gained. And awareness is not a vacant state. It is a vital, wise, alert, cognizant, unobstructed, indestructible state. And even to call it a state is saying too much, because there isn't really anything that can be said about it to definitively pin it down. Yet, when we are first introduced to awareness, it can be said that we recognize awareness. In that moment, awareness is recognized. Then it's up to us to strengthen that recognition of awareness. It's up to us to actually strengthen that recognition of awareness by the power of the skillful means of short moments of awareness repeated many times until it becomes automatic. Now, in each one of these short moments of awareness, wisdom is obviously present. And as we gain more confidence in awareness and we gain increasing recognition of awareness, then we have more wisdom. We have more of the skill to make good decisions about what's going on in our life and in the world. And so, after increasing recognition of awareness, then we find we become stable in awareness. So first we're introduced and we recognize awareness, then we strengthen that recognition, and then we become stable in awareness. So this is a very simple, straightforward way of looking at it. There's no need to complicate it any more than this or add any words to it in order to try to describe how this is coming together with that and it means this and that and the other thing. Just keep it simple, sweetheart. Kiss. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, sweetheart. There's nothing to complicate about this matter. Now, at first, upon the introduction to awareness, it's noticed right away that this is the remedy to all points of view appearing in awareness. If the points of view have been compelling according to their label or definition, then we notice that by recognizing awareness, we don't have so much focus on the definition or label of the point of view. That is also called wisdom. When we don't focus so much on the label of the points of view, then we're wise. And so we can very readily and easily see this in our own experience. If a thought or an emotion, a sensation, or other experience appears, we can just call them all points of view. Where do these points of view appear? Where are they right now? Say we want to die. And we think that'd be a good way to get away from it at all. It'd be kind of the ultimate vacation. Even beyond a 5-star resort, this would be epic. It would be the pinnacle circumstance to be dead. And so we have that point of view come up. And or whatever else the point of view may be. When that point of view comes up, and we choose to rest as awareness rather than indulge or harbor a story about what that point of view means, then what we see is by the power of resting as awareness, by the power of just allowing that point of view of wanting to die to rest in awareness, then we see that that point of view itself is inseparable from awareness, just like the brilliance of a diamond is inseparable from the diamond. There's no way to separate out the brilliance of a diamond from the diamond itself, and there's no way to separate out any point of view from awareness. By the power of recognizing awareness in the direct appearance of a point of view, we can see that that point of view, in this case the example we're using is the point of view of wanting to die, we can see that that point of view appears in awareness, and that it also resolves in awareness. And what we're calling its label, wanting to die, what we're calling the label of it appearing, what we're calling the label of it enduring, and what we're calling the label of it disappearing, all these are just points of view that are appearing and immediately, instantaneously resolving in awareness. So you see, we have to have a direct experience of what I'm talking about. And this is the experience of awareness of itself. We start to see that there really isn't someone who's experiencing everything as we once thought. It's actually awareness aware of itself. It's awareness aware of us being somebody. And that's one point of view. And then awareness being aware of the point of view of wanting to die. So these are two separate points of view, but they're equal and even within the expanse of awareness. Just like the equalness and evenness of the color blue pervades the entire sky, the equalness and evenness of all points of view whatsoever pervades awareness. And so no matter what these appearances are, they're equal in being appearances of awareness. They're not appearances of anything else. They're appearances of awareness only. And so you see, when we stop to examine points of view that are appearing in this way, by just allowing all the points of view to rest as they already are resting in awareness, then we come to see that awareness is the origin, source, and mainstay of all points of view. Now we can look further at each of these points of view, like the point of view of being somebody who is, and another point of view of the somebody wanting to die. And we can see that when the first point of view appears, I'm somebody, I'm Joe or Jill or whatever the name associated with the feeling might be, we can see that when this personal identity point of view appears and we try to locate it and we say, okay, where is that point of view? Where is it appearing right now? And we start to look for it. We can ask ourselves, well, is it somewhere? Can I really pinpoint it and say that it's located somewhere? Can I really say that it has a color or a shape or a specific form? Can I really say that it has a center or boundary, that it's limited or restricted to any particular place? And if we inquire in this way, we come to see in our direct experience also that these points of view aren't really something and that they do not have a nature independent of awareness. It's only due to awareness that they have a nature at all. Their nature is awareness. It isn't something else. And in this way, we come to see very directly in our own experience that all points of view simply appear in awareness and are equal to awareness and pose neither a promise nor a threat, not either one. And this is the way that we really want to be. This is what you could call the ultimate death. Death is not the point of view of wanting to die. That isn't what death is. The ultimate death is the resolution of all points of view in awareness. Now, whatever point of view appears, as we begin to strengthen our recognition of awareness in relation to that point of view, we start to see that we don't really have to be concerned about all these labels we've given everything. The labels we've given everything, or the accumulating of them and putting them together in some sequence, does not bring us to wisdom. It does not bring us to pinnacle wisdom. Perfect wisdom is attained only by the power of gaining confidence and awareness. Awareness and wisdom are synonymous. If there is an increasing wisdom, then you're not practicing awareness. You're practicing something else. In gaining confidence and awareness, it's clear that there's more and more wisdom. If we go along in this way, in a very simple way, and not everyone needs to examine the nature of points of view to see that they are lacking of an independent nature. Many people, just by the power of short moments of awareness repeated many times, will come to the conclusion without ever thinking about it that points of view don't have an independent nature. So you don't need to get into this involved examination of points of view if it isn't natural to you. You'll know whether you need to examine points of view in this way just by whatever is natural to you. If you feel like, well, I really must have some reasoning to back this up, I have to get the power of logic in on the activity. If you really feel that you need to speculate in that way or examine for a thorough understanding of the non-independence of phenomena, then you can go right ahead and do that. But it isn't really necessary. Now, in the pure intelligence teaching, which is one of the great freedom teachings, there is the most thoroughgoing examination of points of view you could ever hope to have. And by the end of the pure intelligence teaching, it is absolutely clear in every conceivable way that you have no independent nature, nor does any other point of view have an independent nature. It's just totally clear. And not only that, the entire nature of existence is clear as well. That everything, no matter what it is, and no matter what we've thought about it in the past, it all rests in a basic state that is vivid and aware, completely alert and cognizant at all times. So it isn't resting in a nihilistic void. It's resting in a basic state that is vital and wise and is the organizing power and intelligence of everything that appears. And so this is what we really want to know about ourselves. We don't want to know only about our biological and psychological consequences. That's a very limited life if we get all wrapped up in ourselves as being some kind of biological and psychological consequence of conception and birth. If we get wrapped up in that line of thinking, then see, we have a whole story going on about who we are and what life is about and what's going on with us in relation to other people, places, and things. And you see, so if we drop into that hole, we'll spend our whole life in that hole. That'll be the hole we dropped into. We decided to stay there. And then in that hole, everything will look like it does through that filter. That filter sees everything is divided up and is always trying to figure out the behavior and properties of every single thing and how it relates to you. And so you see that's just a hole to live in for a while, however long you live, a month, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 80 years, 90 years, over 100 years, however many years you live, according to that line of thinking, you'll always be living in a hole filled with all kinds of points of view, and you'll always be trying to order all those points of view in your hole so that they make sense and you can have some kind of semblance of well-being. However, it's impossible to organize all the points of view that appear in your awareness. If you haven't recognized that, then you're living in the hole. So, you see, there's a real difficulty in not recognizing that points of view appear in awareness. And that difficulty is that one involves oneself in a constant struggle, a frenetic struggle to organize all the points of view so that they make sense and have meaning. And when there is that frenetic struggle going on all the time, then all the thoughts, emotions, and actions of one's life are involved with that, trying to organize all the points of view so that life seems workable and okay. And that is no way to spend a life. So if you really want to know who you are and what's going on in your life, then you have to really check into, touch into your own experience. What is this mechanism of experiencing? That's what you need to find out about. What is the mechanism of experiencing? What is required in order for experience to take place? This is what you really want to know about yourself. Because everything that goes on for you is an experience of you. And you need to know what is the root of that experiencing. What is the actual root and mechanism of that experiencing? What enables you to experience yourself and the world? What enables you to experience people and places and things? This is what you really want to ask yourself. What about me is experiencing everything? What is it about me that is reflecting everything that appears? And by doing so, by asking this question, you begin to point out what is the experiencing faculty in every single moment of your experience. You point this out to yourself. And by pointing it out to yourself, the circumstances will appear where you will see that that is awareness. You might call it something else. You might call it consciousness. But it's much easier to just go with awareness. Every human being is aware. There's no human being anywhere who isn't aware. It's impossible. It's just like sunshine and the sun go together. Human beings and awareness go together. And this is just a fact of the way it is. And every single human experience, no matter what it is and no matter who is having it, is pervaded by awareness. It's impossible to experience anything without awareness. And even if we draw the conclusion too that awareness is just a point of view, then we can see that there is a basic state in which everything appears, and that awareness is a reflexive responsiveness of that basic state. And so you see, this is all very simple. In order to arrive at this in your own experience, you need to be introduced to awareness. And the Great Freedom Teaching is excellent. There's nothing better at introducing people to awareness, showing people how to recognize awareness, strengthening recognition of awareness, and attaining stability in awareness. There is really nothing better for the mainstream of people in terms of attaining stability in awareness. So this is what you want to do. If you haven't recognized awareness, then come to the Great Freedom Teaching and you will be introduced to awareness. You will be able to recognize it then. Now, it may be that you've already recognized awareness, but maybe it wasn't through the Great Freedom Teaching. Maybe you've recognized awareness, but you don't know what the hell to do with it. You've recognized awareness, but you're still totally clueless when it comes to day-to-day life in the world. And you have awareness, but everything else seems to be a major infraction on that awareness. And you're always wanting to call time out. you want some kind of awareness timeout where you can just go sit in awareness and not be so bothered by all the infractions of point of view. Well, you see, this is an indication that although you've been introduced to awareness, you really do not have any clarity about what awareness is. And you see, so what needs to come about is the clarification of your points of view. You need to become greatly clarified in the matter of all points of view being appearances of awareness. This is what you need more than anything else at this point. There are many people walking around today who have been introduced to awareness who really feel they're aware, but they're not at all, because they don't have clarification of points of view being completely resolved in awareness. They do not have an instinctive clarification where they are aware at all times that all points of view are already resting in awareness. They're already resting in a basic state. They already pose no promise or no threat. There's no recognition of this, no real instinctive clarification of this. And so in order to be utterly at peace and joyful and radiantly clear, it is extremely important to have points of view clarified in this way. If you don't have points of view clarified in this way, then something's going to knock you off balance and you're going to get involved in a story about it. We all know circumstances where this has happened many, many times. No matter what comes up, we need to continue to strengthen our recognition of awareness. That's the only response to it. The response isn't to get into examination of what's happening, like, oh, I'm not recognizing awareness now. Now I am recognizing awareness. This is grasping onto awareness too tightly. We don't want to either grasp too tightly or be too loose, not either one. We simply want to maintain awareness whenever we remember to do so. In this simple way, awareness will be strengthened over time in terms of its recognition, and then at some point stability will be attained. And we can count on this without fail. The introduction and recognition, strengthening that recognition, attaining stability. Another term for attaining stability is attaining confidence. Throughout the process of introduction, recognition, strengthening recognition, and attaining stability, confidence is pervading all of that entire process. We gain increasing confidence the more our recognition of awareness is strengthened and stabilized. It's just that way. The more we see that awareness is the remedy to whatever appears, the greater our confidence becomes. It's as simple as that. And it isn't related to just appearance of pleasant points of view. All points of view are equal and even in awareness, just like the color blue is equal and even in the sky. And so this shatters all of our beliefs we've had about what appears, because what appears, when we live in our whole of points of view, we're busy with those points of view. We like these points of view, we don't like these points of view, and we don't give a crap about some others. And that's called, another word for that's indifference. If you don't want to say we don't give a crap, we can say indifference. We're indifferent. Liking, disliking, or indifferent to points of view. We're always trying to organize all the points of view in this way, and we're shuffling them around to try to help them get into some kind of workable, manageable order. But you know what? They never do. We're completely powerless over our points of view, so that's a good starting point. Complete powerlessness and helplessness over the appearance of circumstantial points of view. That is wisdom. Just think about it. You know, if you think you're in control and you really think there is somebody in control, and you think that thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences can be controlled, wouldn't that have happened by now? Hasn't the entire experience of your life shown you that there's no one in control? There's no one in control of your thoughts, your emotions, your sensations, your experiences. If there were someone in control, you would have entirely different thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences, because you would have been able to have all the thoughts you want to have, all the emotions you want to have, all the sensations you want to have, and you would have ordered the whole world of experience so that you would be the all-creating monarch and everything would occur in just your way. But this has never happened. And so you see, all points of view are merely circumstantial appearances of awareness. Wherever awareness is, that is what it reflects. And in the arising of things, who knows what's going to arise next. So just get used to it. Get real. Stop futzing around like you're really going to be able to do something with what you've never been able to do anything about. The whole idea of being somebody is a helpless, hopeless, powerless idea because it never pans out. So, you know, better to just gain confidence and awareness. And in this way, you'll see that there's nothing to resolve. Everything's already resting in awareness. So you don't even have to do anything. There isn't anyone to do anything. There's awareness reflecting all points of view in the same way that a placid lake reflects all the planets and stars at night. Or in the same way that all of infinite space contains everything within that space. So just allow everything to be as it is, totally relaxed and restful in awareness, and everything will be okay. It's the only remedy, the only relief, the only refuge in life. All other seeming relief or refuge or remedy is a flash in the pan. It doesn't mean anything. It can't help you. It can't help you in any way. These are anecdotal measures that are curative fantasies. They're attempts to try to control things, but there's never any real way to control what's appearing. And if you think you're controlling what's appearing, then shortly thereafter, your hopes will be dramatically dashed, and you will see that is not the case. So just relax. Short moments, many times of awareness become automatic. It's as simple as that. So don't get all bogged down in trying to know how to describe it in just the right way, or this, that, and the other thing. If you're supposed to be somebody who's talking about awareness, that'll just happen. You'll open your mouth and all kinds of things will come out, like a great display of light. And you won't even be attached to it or know how it's happening. It'll just be speaking itself. And if that doesn't happen, then just relax. It's all okay. Just enjoy whatever it is you enjoy. Not everybody's going to be talking about awareness in a way that's totally clear and precise. That's just the way it is. If that's natural to you, it'll be appearing in your awareness. If it isn't natural to you, it won't be. And so you see, there's no way to force it. Just short moments many times and enjoy life.